The RTA will make the change right around Labor Day. The RTA's Diane Palmer says that three batches of magnetic stripe cards are on order, the same as the older flexible plastic CTA cards, and will be issued to all of the 440,000 seniors who currently have free ride cards.
This is what we're able to do right now to satisfy the need to convert the program. There would not have been enough inventory to procure right now of smart cards. That's why the magstripe decision was made.
Palmer says about 40% will continue to ride free, while the others will have to pay half fare. She says the magnetic stripe cards are intended as a temporary replacement until the RTA goes to a universal fare card system, perhaps as early as next year. The RTA expects to generate more than $30 million a year in additional revenues by resuming half fare collection. Bob Roberts, News Radio 780 WBBM.